It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Dylan, he's him.
Yeah, baby boys! I'm back. Real Ass Podcast. How long has it been since I've been here, Zach?
It's been a while.
I don't know. You know what, dude? Who knows if I'm going to be here anymore?
Yeah, well, you showed up today. I bet.
Why bother?
No one's going to know.
Why bother? It's going to hurt me. It's going to kill when you desert me. Next line?
I don't know what that gay shit is.
This happened to me twice before. It won't happen to me anymore. Who is that? Natalie?
You know I'm a Weezer fan.
I know you're a Weezer fan. Who is this?
He's fucking
hot man or ugly woman? Who is this?
I can't tell.
This Disney prince?
Who is this?
I can't tell if he's hot or not.
It's hot or not.
He's very, very striking.
Come here. Who is this?
He's like very like House of Dragons.
Yeah. He does. Yes. He does have a House of Dragon-y type vibe.
He looks like
Karen with a Gessel snake.
Up top.
And my soundboard crashed.
My soundboard crashed.
Fuck this.
My soundboard just crashed.
Tommy, we agreed we weren't wearing the cans.
What?
Thank you.
I was going to say something to this guy. Oh, he looks like a claymation.
He's not
going to
speak. He's going to be like.
Come here. As soon as I tried to hit a Gessel snake, it
Natalie
crashed.
Natalie with the crop top and the deep cleave.
No comment.
She just pimped her own cleavage. Gessel snake. Gessel snake.
Gessel snake. Gessel snake. Nice. New Gessel snake. Love it.
Are we going to get some...
Hold on. You, boy. You. Hey, boy.
Give him some camera time. I want the people to see how...
Get in here.
Interesting look.
This is new Byron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Byron gone now, officially?
I like this look. This kid rules.
I think he's gone because he bought everybody
pastries.
I mean,
his shirt probably is getting me hard, but you have, like, such an interesting look.
Byron brought everyone pastries?
You only like him on his last day.
No, I like his hair.
One conversation at a time.
But they can't hear me because they don't have their headphones on.
Oh, if you get your headphones on, you would know that Shannon's in the middle of a conversation as well, guys. That'd be fucking wild. You just join us.
We swore we weren't wearing the cans.
Because I showed up a half an hour late when I told everyone.
Now we're talking about it.
When I told everyone to be here sharp at 12.
I feel like as soon as you see my face, there's going to be multiple conversations going on at all times.
Doggy, I did not mean to be here late. Do you know the stress that I dealt with getting
here? What happened? How long were you at the hair salon with your girl?
Traffic.
Tell me the fucking truth. What were you doing? Don't boom boom say? Little boomsies before you got here?
Her hair's
a wreck. So either you were in the back of the car playing hide the pinky or you fucking stopped somewhere.
You're lying. I don't have a...
You said at the party, 12 o'clock sharp, we don't have a lot of time. I was here 20 fucking minutes early, which was 40 minutes alone with this hot fucking prince.
I don't know if he's good looking or
he looks
like
a pterodactyl.
Or
he does though.
He's like a
he does though.
He's either the ugliest Jew or the hottest man I've ever seen. I don't know.
That's not Jewish.
It's not Jewish. That's Jewish.
This is like prehistoric.
That is not Jewish.
Go sit next to Karen. Actually, you could be on the show today. Come here. Come on. Who is he? I don't know who this guy is.
He sold me a coffee and I was like, "Great shirt, come do a show."
Go sit next to Karen. We're gonna get him a chair. You gotta bring your own chair over there. Are you an intern now?
Look at his arms. He can't lift that.
What
chair.
Are you?
Look at this Stop little.
I
man.
Thought he was New Byron.
Yeah. Oh no, Byron, New Byron. You're gonna tear the TV out of the wall. You fucking idiot.
This is your idea.
Yeah, that's a Byron move.
Why don't we just slide the chairs over?
This is crazy. Oh wait, I see what's happening.
Tommy's so much smarter than everyone.
I am.
Tommy's very smart.
I'm so in love with him. I wanted to sit next to Tommy.
I feel like
you just split us up.
Are you attracted to Tommy?
I would do anything. I would let Tommy Pope do anything to me.
Ooh.
You know what?
I'm in love
with
him.
Can we have another 20 minutes?
Tommy's a good looking guy. Tommy's also maybe has the nicest legs in comedy.
Oh, we were just going over what he did today. We were talking about his trainer.
His training. No, his legs are fucking tight. I saw him yesterday at Tim Dillon's party and he had these fucking short shorts on and the legs were
Look
just
at you
a show.
Name drop. How many minutes in? Yeah,
that's true. Well, please. Karen's going to put it in her fucking Instagram bio.
This is all a lie. You're just trying to get me back in your heart because you know I'm still fired the fuck up.
Tommy had the best outfit yesterday.
Who are you?
I'm the new intern.
Can you talk into the
microphone?
Yeah, come on, pal.
I'm Dylan, the new intern.
Dylan, the new intern. Now, we had an old Dylan, the intern.
What happened to him? He's not here anymore?
I think, what happened to Dylan?
He still works here. Wait a minute. Which, Corinne's Dylan?
Corinne? Corinne? Corinne DeVille?
What happened there?
I can't speak. Yeah, Corinne's Dylan. Yeah, Dylan's still here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like on the merch side.
We stopped working him on the merch side. We've been sort of repurposing him all over the place.
He does no need for apologies still. That's it.
Yeah. That's it?
I think so.
That's his only job here.
I believe so.
Wow. Dylan is on the outs, folks.
I think you're gorgeous, dude. Thank you.
So how did you come about this job?
What block of ice did they find you in?
I just emailed Ralph and I was like, "Hey, are you guys hiring anyone?"
He thought you were an 18-year-old girl.
Yeah, pretty much.
He sent a raven with a message.
Dude, she's so skinny. Talent. She's like flat chested, but like it's hot.
But are you like a fan of this world? Is that what it is?
Yeah, no. I'm like trying to like get into.
He said, "Yeah,
world,
no." That's
like
two different answers, dude. Yes, you're a fan of this world. Or you're not
Stop
a fan
it,
of this world.
Lewis.
What is this? I don't know him.
Let it answer.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not entirely familiar with the world of Gas Digital.
You're not entirely familiar
no.
with
it's all
the
this.
World.
That is so funny.
You're
Digital.
Looking. Yeah. At
it. You know, I haven't listened to any of the shows until I started working.
You're telling me that you're not a fan of mine?
I've never
pick
seen
your fucking
it.
Answer. Pick your answer clearly.
Yeah, I like this dude.
Oh my
I
God.
Got your back, dog.
Wow.
How did you hear about this then? How'd you just you found Ralph? Who finds Ralph?
Not the police.
There was like a mutual friend that got me in touch with him.
Who's the mutual friend?
So you have a racist friend that likes our podcast.
Who the fuck is this?
His name's Lewis.
My name is Lewis. Do you know that I own this place?
Yeah.
You do know that.
Yeah,
I know that. Did they let you know that?
They didn't let me know, but I kind of pieced it together.
You pieced it all together. Who didn't let you know?
Did you show up 30
Ralph
minutes late for
Ralph
every fucking show?
Ralph told you that he was the owner? Is that what Ralph said? Did Ralph mention me?
Anybody else would be fired.
Ralph, do you know what Gas Digital stands for?
I don't either.
Okay. The S stands for Sutton, and the G stands for...
Whatever this guy's name is.
Yes.
You guys, what I'm assuming.
Yeah, what does Gas stand for?
What the fuck is going on right now? We hired somebody who's a fan of Ralph.
Wait, but like,
this is crazy.
No, not even a friend of a fan of Ralph.
But interns, correct me if I'm wrong, don't get paid, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting paid or not.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
What?
That's a brilliant marketing strategy.
What
right here.
Are you talking about? They didn't tell you you're going to get money?
And I said this.
He's
I said
coming
this,
with me. We got a hard out at 1:15.
I said this to Bobby
and
Hutch.
I'm taking him.
You. Let me say yeah. this. I'm sorry. You. This is your own.
Why do you get an indentured
you're the head
servant?
Of you're
hey, you work for me now.
Karen just heard
$5 an hour.
Karen just heard dentures.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
Start with me.
You just got to hold her phone when she takes pictures right at home.
So what were you doing for work before this?
My other job is I am the door guy.
Pizza boy with a big van.
Yeah.
Pizza boy with a big van.
No, I'm the door guy at Caroline's Comedy Club on Broadway.
You're in comedy. You're a comedian too.
You know what? I happen to be headlining there on September 23rd. If
is that
anybody
why you're
wants
here?
To come up.
Is that why you're here
That's
promoting shit?
Is that why
Karen?
You're here?
That's a good plug.
That's why this guy's here.
So you work.
Promote my show, stupid.
You should.
So you work at Caroline's.
Yeah.
And you're a comedian.
Yeah, getting there.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
Yeah, he said he wants to be immersed in the world.
Yeah.
I had a conversation, but a little gentler out there.
I had a whole problem with Byron.
Does it hurt your ego that he didn't know who you were, though? Like,
no, not at all. Yes. Hold on. Yes. Now that he's a comic, 100%. Yes. Hold on. I just put that together. I didn't think about that before. You don't know who I am.
There we go.
You don't know who the fuck I am.
So easy to do.
You.
It's like throwing a tennis ball.
You're
a fucking stray dog.
Oh, my God. What does Gas stand for?
Gomez and Sutton.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
Luis J. Gomez, maybe.
Right.
Maybe you've heard that name before somewhere
yes,
in the comedy sphere.
Gomez and Sutton.
Possibly.
I mean, the good news is you're really funny. So.
If we're going off looks alone, yeah, probably.
He's not bad. He's not completely unfunny. I'll tell you right now, he seems less desperate for attention than Byron.
And funnier than and old funnier. Dylan.
Yeah, funnier than old Dylan, less desperate for attention than Byron. I don't mind him. And I am just kidding. I don't actually care that you didn't know about this world. It's kind of refreshing that somebody that is not a fucking heroin addict is now working. Right? Do you do heroin?
No.
What's your hardest drug that you will currently
wait,
do?
Wait, wait. That has to be a faster no.
In front of you right now.
Yeah, no, I really just smoke weed.
Like, you just smoke weed. But yeah, you're at a party. You're at a gas digital company party.
Okay.
Shannon pulls out some Ambiens. And Shannon gets horny as fuck on Ambien, by the way.
I've never done it, so might as well.
An older woman.
Really? That's just the way that Lewis just wants to drug me because he believes that's the way that we'll have sex.
Also, do you know that you can drug the female employees here?
No, I didn't know that was an option.
You're allowed to. We make all the female employees sign a contract saying that we can sexually harass them and they can't sue us about it.
You ever do any nose beers with that Roman fucking schnoz?
No, I try to keep this thing pristine.
You've never done cocaine with that?
No. I could probably do a lot, though.
You know what he's probably good at?
What?
Eating a hoagie in the rain. Keeping it dry. That fucking... Caesar Beach.
Oh, man.
I was going to say he's probably good at eating pussy. Yeah.
You think so? Why do you think he's good at eating pussy?
Because his nose probably lines up well with the clit if he figures out how to hit it correctly.
His nose is going to line up with your fucking clavicle.
No, he could work.
Cause injuries.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. I can't help you if you don't help yourself.
Man. You look great.
Thanks. You're doing good, Dylan. So what do you want to do here at Gas Digital?
As of right now, I'm just helping out Andrea, the office manager.
Oh, so he is the new Dylan.
Yeah, he's the new Byron.
Wow, I mean,
he's
the new
assistant
Byron.
To the office manager.
Wow, that's great.
You know, can I say something?
What?
He introduced himself immediately to me when I walked in.
He's a sweet boy.
Good, because that's your fucking whole job as the assistant to the office manager, which is to make everyone that walks in feel good, say, do you need any help with anything?
It didn't make me feel good, though, because he was like, hey, I'm Dylan.
Oh, so how do they hire you? I'm the one who came up with the idea of the assistant to the office manager. I should be doing all the fucking training with you. I'm the only one who really understands fucking good customer service here. If it was up for fucking Ralph, everyone here would make less money. We would have less snacks. We would have less fun things.
Yeah, we all feel more comfortable now. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
Appreciate it.
Kern. Psycho.
Kern.
Yeah.
You're a lunatic. You should be euthanized.
I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, you could teach them about punctuality and how to respect people's time.
Yes. Start there.
Don't be an asshole.
Start there.
First of all, Tommy fucking Pope.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually...
What?
Like, yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I was here.
I cancel every time I get invited to the show. Don't put your fingers out, man.
There was a couple times. One, I can't talk about it. The other, I forgot. Yeah.
Karen has an excuse to be fucking mad. You know what? No, you don't even.
Oh, my God.
Fuck
I knew
you,
was
Karen.
That
fuck you. How about
like,
that?
I do? I was just being a bitch for fun.
How about that? Fucking Karen.
Is that why you do it?
I have a great time. I'll be honest.
We have a great show planned today. I like the fact that you're going to be on the show today. You're just going to hang tight. If we need stuff, you're still getting us stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Can you get me a coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Get her a coffee and rub her feet when you come back.
She needs
a foot rub.
Literally, don't touch
me. Do not take foot rubs, Karen.
Don't touch me.
You don't like foot rubs? I love a foot rub. You know what? Rub my feet when you come back. You know what? That's it. He's got to rub my feet from now on. That's one of his jobs. You will be paid. We'll pay you $20 per day.
Oh, that's
so abused as a child. It's sick. What you
not $20 an hour. He got excited for a second. Yep. I was like, that's pretty good. I'll take that.
How do you take your coffee, by the way?
Just cream.
With cum in it.
On it.
And yeah, cum. Just sweet. A little cum.
Just come directly in her coffee. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com gets you really, really high with incredible Delta 8 products that are legal in most states. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and you want to get high, get your gummies and vapes from YoDelta.com.
Absolutely. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. They work. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. Let me tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, go check it out right now. It's cheaper than regular weed, and if you buy it, we add a discount for you. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Well, let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited to be back on the Real Ass Podcast. This is the Wednesday show. This will be on Wednesday airing. And me and Zach out on the road this weekend. Very excited. We're going to be recording a bunch of extra ones. We will be back on Friday from coming to you from Colorado Springs. Shannon, we will. Don't look at me like that. We have a show coming to you on Friday. Don't you worry. I promise you we do. Shannon, if we don't give you a show for Friday, I'll give you $1,000.
Deal.
On air. I said it.
Okay.
Tommy Pope, what you plugging? What you plugging on?
Stuff Island.
Shit.
We got a podcast.
Shit.
And we have a live show October 5th at Helium in Philadelphia.
Love it.
Buy the tickies.
Buy those tickets. Support Tommy Pope. Stuff Island. Great podcast. People love Stuff Island.
Yeah. When are you fucking coming out?
Let me know, dog. You let me know.
I did. I texted you.
We went over this last time. Let me know another one. I got to respond to the text and say yes or no in order to that to be a thing.
Are we going to fuck to get rid of this energy?
Let's go.
We're ponging this energy. The only way to get it out is to fuck.
If you come to leg first.
You started with a compliment. You might get it.
Come leg first. You're getting that dick.
If I can get this guy's hair on, I'm coming over there.
Karen.
I love Tommy so much. This weekend, I'm in Chicago. I'm at the McHenry on September 10th. September 11th, I'm headlining Zany's in Chicago. Please come out to that. Buy tickets. Next weekend or after that,
Karen's tour, one night only, they call it.
I'm at B-Side Comedy Club in Scarsdale on September 16th. And September 23rd, I'm headlining Caroline's here in New York City. So you can suck my dick.
Yeah, dude, that sounds pretty good to me.
Thursdays and Sundays
with Caroline. You're such a jerk. Nothing is good enough for him.
I'm kidding. I'm in the same boat right now.
My fucking, feels like...
Zach Amico.
September 18th, Cattle's Wrestling.
This is too hot. Sorry.
No, throw it right in his face.
September 18th, Catalyst Wrestling, Brooklyn, and I'm on tour with Lewis.
Yeah, guys, if you're listening live Wednesday night tonight, we'll be in Colorado Springs. Then we're going to be in Denver tomorrow night on the 8th. The 9th will be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the LA Comedy Club. And then the 11th will be at the Comedy Store for The Depraved, with an incredible lineup this Sunday night, the Comedy Store in LA. 13th, Syracuse Funny Bone. 14th, Albany Funny Bone. Then Sidesplitters Tampa. This is all me and Aaron Berg. September 22nd to 25th. And then Plano, Texas, the House of Comedy, the 29th through October 1st. Lots more stuff coming up. Obviously, leading up to Skankfest. Skankfest. Have you heard of Skankfest? Fuckface?
Yes.
Fucking asshole, dickhead?
Yeah,
my brainchild. You've heard of my brainchild. That's how much reach I have. You've heard of brain children of mine. You know what I mean? You need to hear me.
You know the doctor who, impregnated everybody with his sperm? That's Lewis, but comedy.
That's not a bad analogy. Except that half of them are aborted.
I love Tommy.
Also, if you love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. GasDigitalNetwork.com, home of 21 incredible shows, including all of my shows. Realize Podcast, Leads You to Skanks, Yo MMA Rap. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month if you keep your membership. Pretty fucking sweet. You get the on-demand library for all of these shows. And other member benefits like early access on episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored, access to the racist live chat, and more. And more.
It sounds great, man.
Don't fucking patronize me.
I'm not. It sounds great. It sounds like you got a lot of stuff going.
I don't even know what patronizing means.
Yes, you do, because you're...
Oh, yeah,
you said it. You used it correctly.
I know the context, but I don't really get it. Are you you're patronizing me?
No, you're diminishing them. I mean, that's a different way to use it, but it means diminishing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give away one piece of merch to one reviewer every month, and we're going to pick out that reviewer today, whether it's a good or bad review on iTunes. Mike Millild.
It looks like Millillo.
Nope.
The subject is, this show is as real as it gets, 5 stars.
Hell yeah.
So happy I have this one a shot after being a Legion of Skanks fan for so long. I don't know what that sentence is. Lewis, of course, is the man, but Zach is hysterical too, and I never even knew who he was. Great guest all the time too.
See? Solid fucking review right there. You never heard of the Real Ass Podcast, huh?
No.
Be proud of that.
Legion
dude.
Of Skanks.
You be proud.
Heard of? I've heard of Legion of
You've
Skanks.
You've heard of, okay.
That means you're not a virgin.
Oh, have you heard of another one of my brain children?
Yep.
Weird. Weird that you fucking hear enough more of my brain children, yet you're over here. I've never heard of Louis J. Gomez.
He's too that's young strange... to give a fuck about comedy.
It's fucking crazy.
that's
a crazy way to be.
If he was like Die Hard, that's a red flag. That's a red flag for his mental and emotional health.
That would be cool
if you're like Die Hard and you just opened every show being like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. You guys heard that joke? Rattlesnake, 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 rattlesnake. I'm a professional comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Know it, love it, live it.
You slept too much last night.
Yeah,
boy.
What's going on?
You slept too much.
I'm crushing it.
You're a little whacked out.
People think I'm back on coke.
Yeah.
Are you back on coke?
No.
How often do you do it?
Haven't done coke in a long time.
I think you look great. I think this is the year you get rid of that stubborn belly fat.
Can you edit that out, Shannon?
What the fuck? How's that not encouraging?
It's the year that I get rid of my stubborn, dumb bitch ex-girlfriend.
What do you mean? You're going to kill me?
Yeah, I'm going to actually
murder
you.
I'm headlining Caroline's. You're gonna kill me before or after that?
You gotta say the date.
Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Twitter night. I like this. Let's open with Twitter night. Twitter night. Shannon, who is this Twitter night? Is she Twitter? Is she night? We don't know.
Her name is Imogen Grace.
Imogen Grace. I like the name. Tell us the tweet name.
No. Imogen?
Imogen.
No. I'm out.
Imogen.
I'm fucking out. I can't fuck a girl says it. Her name's Imogen?
Imogen.
It's not Imagine.
It's not, yeah.
It's I-M-O-G-E-N.
It's Imogen.
It is Imogen.
It's Imogen. You thought,
she, by the way, she was trying to call you a retard.
No, I wasn't.
No, no.
That, aren't you glad we got the spelling?
Yeah. That helped.
Imogen?
Imogen.
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 Can you show me how to spell
it? Imogen.
Imogen.
Okay, so she's 26 years old.
Toit age, toit name.
She wears a 38H bra.
38H?
Oh, shit.
Not, I mean, can be toit.
That's cartoonish.
That's too
no
waterbaked.
You're whatever, psychotic.
That's insane.
Don't be an idiot. Don't be. Why are you that way?
Your back's got to be like a question mark carrying around all that meat wagon.
Scoliosis to the moon.
You got to fucking, you got to use a wheelbarrow in front of you. Talking nipples with socks on them, baby. You got to protect them.
And she's, nipples are chafed from dragging on the ground, probably.
Yeah, we got, so.
Except that one boob is double the size of the
that's
other.
That's hilarious.
One's double the size of the other. Oh. Oh, wow.
It's not bad.
She's got midget face, though.
Yeah. You can see this a little bit of this so video. Real
I think
quick.
Her face Let's is see. Cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's pretty toy.
She looks cartoonish. Like, she looks like a caricature.
Yeah. I mean, and this is so many people's fetish. I bet this girl's rich.
You think that's somebody's fetish?
Yes. You don't. I'm sure there are grown men being like one tit bigger than the other, and they stumble upon her, and they're in heaven.
Nobody has this fantasy.
You
nobody.
Don't know
nobody
that.
Wants one tit bigger than the other. That's
you
crazy.
You could just get it reduced. What's the problem here?
We're getting no. Tell me
no,
an
you
idiot.
Get the other one. Pumped
the
up.
Other one, yeah.
Listen, don't spit gusty.
Her face is really pretty sometimes.
Look at yeah, that. That one giant foot bag just hangs down by her stomach.
So she said when she was... When she was 18, she was offered to have reconstructive surgery. But she said that she had already come to terms with her boobs, and now she has 10,000 followers.
Yeah, she likes the attention.
She's like, my favorite uncle offered to pay for
an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, she went from 250 subscribers to just under 10,000.
I told you.
That's disgusting.
I friggin' told you.
3.5 million views.
Yeah, how much does she make on OnlyFans?
She's crushing. She's probably the richest, goofy-titted looking woman on the planet.
Oh, dude, look at that. Just one's just popping out.
I'm a big noit on this one.
You're saying noit.
I bet she
1,000%.
I bet she decorates her whole house with sculptures where like one thing's bigger than the other.
Yeah, she's like one. She's got that face like 100%.
She loves it. This is her thing.
Yeah,
she, and then like, her boyfriend is a giant nut.
She's got
based on her fat tits and weird face. Is she British?
Yeah, she does look British.
I think she's Spanish. A Latina.
No. There's no fucking way.
Some Imogen. Type of Latina.
She's from the South or she's from Britain.
Oh, yeah, she's from the UK.
Wow, wow. Good job.
Tommy, you're good. Yeah, because you like
he
this
started.
Stuff.
It was Zach. Yeah.
Tommy, you like it.
What?
This.
This?
You like her one big tit.
See, the one big tit works when her arm's up.
You like
she
it.
Just should walk around with one arm now, up all the time.
It's fine. If she has the one, if she has a camera taking pictures from just in front of her big tit, it works, like perspective wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could see how annoying she is. She looks like the type that has like messaging on like canvases around the house, like home is where the heart is.
Right.
Like shit like that.
It's just one tit in front of the other.
Stand between my toes, God right, knows.
Final consensus here, toit or noit. I say toit. It's only because, but in spite of.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Don't.
I can't believe it.
You can't.
It's what? Unbelievable.
She, no. In spite of her
we don't have a lot of time
fat
here.
Tit.
The soundboard can't be in front of you it, when you're all hopped
no,
up like
it's
this.
Fucking great, dude. That was a great joke right there. In spite of her shitty titty, I'm going to give her a toit.
All right.
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, definitely.
Shannon, you say toy?
Shannon.
Whatever your name is.
Me, along with all the other Class D driver's license holders, say tight.
What the hell? What is?
It's like you know, like truck drivers.
Oh,
it's funny to me.
Yeah, because they're all.
No, wait, what do you say?
Chunky,
hairy. They're obsessed with
it. They got water.
I'm
in the
sure they are.
You know, I'll go with Toyed on this one.
Hell yeah, dude.
I forgot he was here.
No, it's just because
He's learning how to fucking...
And it's because the way she sells it, too.
Here, look at me. Watch the balls on this. Night. Fucking night. Isn't it, right? Hit a button, fuckface.
I know. You're so stingy with tonics, you're jealous of him.
That was a bomb? I thought it was pretty good.
An explosion killed, dude. Yeah, I don't do bombs here. We're positive, dude. Very positive.
All right.
Jesus Christ. All right, boys. Let's take a moment and talk about this great sponsor. Are you sick of being a drunken, worthless mess in the morning after another night of drinking too much?
Yes.
Do you need an extra kick of electrolytes in the morning and you're tired of that yellow drink?
Pee?
Give our newest sponsor, Adultolyte, a try and forget about that hangover feeling this entire fall and the entire time during Skankfest season. Everyone gets all fucked up. You don't want to feel that way. Forget those other products that are made for children and guys with small dicks. Adultolyte is jam-packed with everything you need to rehydrate, replenish lost vitamins and minerals, boost your energy, and protect your liver, which takes a brutal beating as you're prepping for your trip to Vegas this year. And let's not forget about the star of the show, DHM. DHM is an ancient Chinese medicine that has been shown to soothe headaches, increase coordination, and lessen slurred speech while intoxicated. And it has been shown to dramatically decrease the time that you're hungover. Adultolyte is key when you're drinking and trying to rehydrate, replenish, boost energy, promote liver health, soothe headaches, or dramatically reduce the time spent hungover. And everyone needs to fucking make sure they feel better because Skankfest Vegas is coming up. This is a great product to bring with you. Right now, go to adultolyte.com. That's ADULTALYTE.com. And use the promo code RAP20 to skip your hangovers this fall. All right, where were we? All right, so...
Fire up another one of these.
What's going on? Do you want to do another Twitter night?
Yeah, let's do three wagons. Best of three wagons.
Do we have another Twitter? Did you see the one girl that has the arm? Wait. We've never featured her on Twitter night.
Oh, big arm girl.
Tommy would actually...
Did we talk about her?
I could do a whole hour.
No, but you would look good with the big titty girl because one of your eyebrows can go up so much higher than the other one. You guys would look great together.
That's what got me a job at Rockstar Games.
I love him.
No more Twitter night. It's only one Twitter night, Tommy. You're not restructuring.
That was fun, though.
That was fun. We're doing another fun thing right now. Another fun thing's happening.
What are you going to do? Pull up a fucking plane crash in Indonesia?
Time for Does It Live or Does It Die?
No.
We're going to figure out if these human beings lived or died from a little clip of this video that we saw. Don't tell me.
From where? Where's this? What site? Chaotic?
I don't know.
You like gory shit?
A little bit.
You want to get lunch tomorrow?
I try to avoid it. Yeah, sure. All right.
He likes ripping the meat from a mouse from its bones.
Jesus.
I guess this is from an amusement park in India.
Huh? Oh, they all live.
No, I saw it. Yeah, I was 10 injured.
It's
No, India.
It drops
India.
All these cockroaches.
Oh.
No, that's it. That's what it is. It's a spirally plate. Drops.
And they all live?
Yeah.
You remember that
Tenet?
That's the whole game.
That game.
Ten injured.
Go back to the fatties. All the cockroaches live. Go back to the fatties. This thing drops. The big plate of cockroaches. They all bop up like that game Boggles. Remember that game Boggles?
I'm cracking up. I hate you guys. All the cockroaches live. Wait, maybe this one's different.
No, it's not.
This is the one.
No, I've seen this one.
You can hear the fucking wires.
Yeah, there
too.
They go. Boom.
Ooh.
It's like, hold your core, Gumby. Why are you such a floppy person?
Yeah, I mean, Shannon, it didn't really look that brutal.
Dylan would have died,
that's
though.
That's pretty brutal, dude.
You would have cracked
I guess your bot, your bot, your... What if everybody just died? Everyone's bones shattered to powder?
That's like a fucking escalator, elevator.
Yeah, I feel like, you break your ankles, you break your back.
Your spine.
If you land on your extended tailbone...
I thought about this. I always think
nobody else has extended tailbones, you weird freak. She's got a tail, folks.
Does it stick out when you're do dog style?
Yeah.
No, you can't see it.
It does. It does.
You cannot see it.
Tell the truth. You can hold on to it like a nub.
No. That is not true, Louis.
Could I open up a Bud Light on the end of that thing? You little piglet.
Yes.
Little piglet.
Yes, Tommy's destroying.
You cannot see it. You can't see it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Karen, show Spartacus right now.
I'm being serious. I like Tommy, and don't tell me you can see my extended tailbone.
It's true. I'll let you know.
In spite of her tailbone,
I'll let everybody
know. She's still pretty toy, okay?
Listen, I'll get a free t-shirt. I'll comment. under the show after I find out.
I love it.
And I'll tell you about her fucking her snail bone. You know? This is just, I got a genuine question for science purposes.
She had a bigger one, but her owner was black and flipped it.
I hate you guys.
If you're in an escalator or an elevator and it's fallen, do you think it'd be safer to lay down?
No, I would try to jump as soon as it hit the ground.
Well, yeah. You don't obviously know
I
that.
Would do
it's
that.
It's on a glass bottom one. Do you just lay down and just
try to absorb
yeah.
the
absorb the shock.
So you don't take it on your ankles?
Ball up, yeah.
Yeah, you don't take it on your joint.
There's no weight coming down. I think about this all the time.
I think it was probably less safe to do that because your head will smack into the ground, whereas like your legs will just shatter underneath you.
I think I'm like a wicked strong spider monkey, and I'm going to find things to grab onto on the walls.
You're not
so
big enough.
Yar I am.
Yeah.
Boom.
She
like
said, yar I am.
Yar I am.
Yar I am.
I'm in like the I could do it.
She would just grab Zach like a cat on his back.
That would work.
It would. Yeah. Zach would absorb everything.
I would be resourceful. I would sacrifice a kid for me. I'm like, come here. Come lie down.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. How many people lived and died? I mean, I think Karen already ruined it. 10 injuries.
Yeah,
is
nobody died. There were 30 people on the ride.
Dickhead.
It just says at least 10 were injured.
Dickhead.
And some were taken to the hospital.
Spoiler.
Also, does that culture even allow for like suing?
Right. Yeah, what are they going to sue for? Their dirt houses or whatever?
Oh, Jesus.
And it was 50 feet above ground when it
that's
fell.
A fuck. That's crazy that no one died.
What other assets do they have?
Well, the seatbelt factory clearly works out there.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the one where that kid fucking...
Yeah, the big black guy.
Holy shit.
Roller coasters scare the shit out of me. They're never tight enough.
He slides out of the
car. That was actually Does It Live or Does It Die.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Yeah. That sound.
Died.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Dropping some cake batter from
not good.
1,000 feet.
Not good. Yeah, and this is... I've avoided Six Flags this entire summer with my son. Because of these videos, they keep on coming
out. But those
out.
Aren't the ones you have to be afraid of. Those are like professionally done. It's the ones that are taken apart and put back together every week by somebody on meth.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the carnival rides that go.
Yeah.
The ones that have like wear and tear. Those have been standing forever.
Yeah, those ones are the best because they go the fastest.
I hate regular carnival rides. Just a regular... I have to go on a high level...
You're so bougie with your coasters.
I am very bougie with my coasters. I do not do a scrambler. I do not...
Yeah, the good Himalaya?
The
Gravitron.
Gravitron?
No, because it just spins and I get sick.
Yeah, my buddy Zach Howard threw up everywhere and this girl started throwing up after him.
Yeah, then the fucking... Grade. If you throw up at the Gravitron, it just slams back in your own face. It's terrible.
Yeah, take him to the water park. Get in that lazy river full of piss.
13 injured in El Toro incident in New Jersey. El Toro, favorite roller coaster in New Jersey.
He's on fire!
Oh, it's wooden.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was on fire. That's what happened.
Are you kidding?
The whole thing... Fucking went up in flames.
Well, I mean, electric stuff died. And wood. Like, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but like, that seems stupid.
Electricity and wood.
You mean like a house?
I'm like going fast though, friction and stuff.
Okay, like a mobile home.
He's got you there,
Shannon.
You know
what
that?
Happened on El Toro? El Toro's fucking. Is that this year?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
What the fuck happened in El Toro? El Toro might be the coolest roller coaster in Six Flags because it's made of wood. It doesn't go upside down. It is fucking fast, doggy. It is fast, and you feel like it's rickety and old. It feels like it's made of toothpicks, but it's fucking
incredible.
Fucking
Karen.
I'll let you know.
Shut up. Your old leather.
That was really funny, Zach.
What happened, Shannon?
It just says witnesses reported hearing a loud bang and seeing jolting from the El Toro roller coaster while it was in operation. Multiple injuries were reported. 14 people were treated at the scene.
No.
I don't believe half of them are saying they're injured because they're trying to get on that
one.
Fucking... Yeah,
there was
one kid.
Fucking kid.
Yes.
Because there was
and he jammed his finger, that little pussy. The rest of them were all waiting in line like... Laptop!
No!
Oh my God.
Dylan, welcome to your job.
Fuck.
This is going to happen every week.
Get a bag of rice, you little shit.
Oh my God. He looks like long-haired Gollum just running around.
Man, you're handling this well.
That smells so good. That is such a pleasant smelling accident.
I love coffee.
Is there cinnamon or something in it?
There's coffee all over my dick.
Dude, don't worry about that. That's it.
There's coffee all over my shoes.
What's a $1,300 laptop?
Is it?
It's like a $400 laptop.
I was like, let's look at an Acer from here.
Actually, I did buy it, but it doesn't feel like I bought it because it's here.
It's probably time for a new one anyway.
That's bad. Dylan, what did you do, dude?
That's a lot coming out. It's a lot, dude.
That was a thirsty computer.
Yeah. This
is. Oh my god, dude.
If that survives, I'll be so surprised.
It's the opposite elements of the roller coaster.
Dylan, what did you do?
I just got very excited.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? You're an idiot.
Hit a button. I'm dying to know.
Man.
Hit a button.
Oh, man. No, that's not turning on. Are you kidding me?
You're nuts.
Oh, it turned on.
Wow.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on.
You never know.
Man, Lewis, you're officially back on the pod, baby.
Nice.
It's good to have you back.
Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was. So is your phone okay?
I think, yeah, the phone's fine because they're all. Okay, Dylan, will you just. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. We just wiped the bottom of that phone. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're going to put it in rice?
Fuck. I.
Rattlesnake.
I could use another.
You have a button for being a fucking klutz?
I don't think you need any more.
Do I have one?
Coffee.
Do I have
Do you need another coffee in a sippy cup?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They made a blackle snake? I didn't even hear that.
Blackle snake. Blackle snake.
I like that.
Blackle snake. Blackle snake.
So people recording this like with their voices?
That cushion pusher.
Shout out to cushion pusher. And we got a nattle snake.
Nattlesnake.
I love it. It's great.
Did you pay him for that? Or do you pay nobody around here?
No, we paid him
for
that.
Yes, he did get paid.
First of all, we pay people.
Getting paid, right?
I don't know what he's getting paid. And if he took a deal without getting paid, he's a moron. Okay, that's on him. That's not on me.
You got to change his deal. You got to renegotiate, pal. We'll talk about it at lunch.
Listen, he has an opportunity. There's nothing more valuable than that.
That's true, dude. I'm so tired of hearing
exposure,
that bullshit.
Dude.
Yeah, exposure.
I'm exposing.
Bring 10 of your fucking friends, and you don't get paid. You get to slop up all over. Get up. Get the fuck up.
No, Ralph just pulls out his dick. Ralph.
Yeah.
This is hard to watch.
Yeah, you think I expose myself to fucking young boys?
Yeah.
Asshole? It's a very heavy charge.
If you were drunk.
It's a very heavy charge.
You ever been in a weird position with a lady?
What do you mean?
No, he's not that agile.
I am.
First of all, whoa.
Why did you just make her Chinese? Why is your response when Karen makes a good joke to make an angry Chinese face at her?
Damn it. Fucking covered in coffee.
What were you, just like get new clothes. Like what?
I have new clothes, but now I'm not wearing them, dick face.
There's dick face? There's no reason.
Yeah.
I was just making
get new clothes, like go to the store right now and shop. I have a very limited amount of time here.
Have Dylan go.
Where are you going?
I gotta
where do you
my
have
son,
to go?
My son, first day of school.
Aww.
That's why I was late. What'd I say?
You said a lot of things. I'm not going to repeat.
I said two things.
Not what are the statistics, all right? How many of them and how much crime are they responsible for? Jesus Christ, Hope.
Yeah, maybe you got in line for that broken fucking roller coaster. My baby hurt. His back all fucked up.
This is fucking
Elmo won't hug him.
I sent my nephew a life-size Elmo for his birthday. He just turned one. He really liked it.
A life-size Elmo?
Yeah, it's like big stuff.
It's fucking
who says life-size Elmo?
It's an Elmo.
No.
Life-size Shaq. That's interesting. It's a life-size Elmo. What a fucking monkey you are. It's a fucking stuffed animal. It's 2 feet.
It's 3 feet.
And who's going? Puppet. Is it life-size?
Life-size Elmo is no. That's not life-size. That's a giant
Elmo. Okay, got him a giant Elmo.
Giant Elmo.
Okay, yeah. Louis, I got him a giant Elmo. I don't have any Elmos you hang out with.
Yeah. I've had a lot of Elmos in my day because I have a child. Okay?
I just didn't realize.
Elmo's a good name to call Waterhead right now. You're being an Elmo.
He's 3 feet. Probably.
The Waterhead is
fuck. Who's your favorite Muppet right now?
It's like a baby.
Favorite heart. Muppet? I think, yeah, Gonzo. That's the one that I relate to on a personal level.
Don't
most.
Be. Well, you're going to feed him the fucking
well,
answers,
it's because of
dude.
Our noses, you dickhead.
You know, you're going to fucking feed him the answers, dude. Let him have an opinion, dude.
You ever get like a 75% chubby in your underwear and look sideways and just as Gonzo in like a hoodie?
Yeah. Just hanging Gonzo.
Maybe?
Wish.
Fucking wink back, bitch.
He's fucking coming at me today. He's coming at me.
I'm just trying to regurgitate the energy we had.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com has every possible auto part that you need. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to get the auto parts that you need at the best possible prices.
And if you've got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. So head on over to RockAuto.com if you're looking for auto parts. RockAuto is your guy.
Yeah, there's no promo code. They already have the best possible prices on the internet. Just if you'd purchase something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, rockauto.com. Where were we? So what is going on with this? Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears accused of sexually grooming a 14-year-old and a 7-year-old? What is going on here?
The video supposedly exists.
Seven.
So they made a video for Funny or Die that was something to be like a pedophile's point of view or something.
Right.
And they shot it with a brother and a sister, and I guess the parents weren't on. They were on set, but not in the room, and it is not good. And I was gonna say,
why isn't it good?
You gotta have a parent on set for everything, dude.
Yeah, it's illegal.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what in the video was.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the video?
Were they just trying to be funny and they just sexual?
I heard that they were being like sexually suggestive with a Subway sandwich, and they were like saying, telling the girl who I think was 14 or something to like act like she was like,
oh my god,
maybe I don't know. Yes. This is all hearsay.
The one with Tiffany Haddish was with the 14-year-old girl, and she was trying to make her like perform fellatio on the Subway sandwich, including making sounds, moaning, things like that.
Oh my god!
And she started to do it. The little girl was starting to do it on camera, and she was like, no, don't. Do it like that, do it like this, and was like showing her how to do it and how to perform it on the sandwich with the little boy, the 7-year-old. Ari Spears was in that
sucking
one.
His cock.
Yeah, yeah. This is where it gets weird. His dick was actually in his mouth.
If that wasn't enough,
sans the sandwich, all me.
He was rubbing baby oil on the boy's body.
So this is, but this was for a
it
sketch.
It was a Funny or Die video. It's a Funny or Die video. Funny or Die took down.
Sounds like a tight night to me. How you doing?
Doesn't live.
My God.
How are we doing?
Does it live or is it gay?
Oh my God! Honestly,
so the parents weren't in the room, are the parents complaining about this or are people complaining about it?
Yeah. So originally, back in 2020, the mother filed a complaint, but nothing happened since then. So now this year, the 22-year-old woman, who is the one that was 14 at the time, is joining in the case with the mother because they were ignoring the mother. Apparently, the mother knows Tiffany Haddish. They were friendly with each other back then. And they were trying to sue then. Nothing happened. So now they're trying to sue again. What was the question? Did I answer it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I also heard that Tiffany Haddish's lawyer said that they've been trying to like shake her down forever. Like this keeps coming up or whatever. That was like the only thing I heard from their camp.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. Obviously, you gotta fucking have
the optics aren't good.
Look,
and today I saw a tweet that it was really poignant. It's just that Tiffany Haddish has just been posting scripture verses.
Oh,
and it's like, oh, that bitch is guilty.
Oh, boy.
You know you're guilty when you're just posting Bible shit.
No, look.
I have one more thing. Can I just tell you one more thing real quick? So while her attorneys up until now have been saying this is bullshit and they're trying to shake them both down, she actually apologized kind of in a tweet. And she said, clearly, while the sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't funny at all. And I deeply regret having agreed to act in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's what happened here. If you sort of step back, you know, not to put my rape dick hat on, but we can rape dick this for a second. It's not a problem. Fuck it. Let's rape dick it.
Rape dick. Rape dick. Rape dick. Rape dick. Rape, rape dick.
Is that the same kid? Doing all the
physics?
All I know is ball. Good. Rape.
I don't remember who did this one.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Put our rape dick hats on, okay? I believe what happened here. This is what happened. They did this sketch, ill-conceived, right? They're trying to be funny. I believe that the fucking it's weird as fuck.
He's got no wheels
to do shit with kids like that, right? What the case or
I'm trying to move my chair?
The chair. Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying the case is no wheels.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, Tommy, for joining in the rape dicks. I appreciate this. He's right there with me. I like it.
What?
I think that they, I think that they are trying to shake them down for money. That's what's going on here. I think it's inappropriate as fuck. But the mom gave them permission to shoot a fucking sketch with their kids, which is fucking weird. And the problem is, like, people want You know, it sounds like, and I don't know, but it sounds like the mom is sort of an opportunist. Now, look, you just shouldn't fucking shoot things with kids in general. If you're doing an adult type of sketch, just in general, sort of leave the kids out of it. That's what I would say, right?
Kids and dogs.
You could also do it in a way where you have like adults playing kids, like they do on SNL. Like there's a ways to, where you can get something like that done and still make it funny.
Yeah, get everybody a life size Elmo. You see this with
fucking parents all the time. They throw their kids. They want their kids to be involved.
You can't throw them. Well, they
want them to be involved. They want them to be on television. They want them to be on YouTube. They want them to be fucking personalities. And then this was sort of the next step. I got to see the sketch again to really know how creepy it was. But if it's done in front of a film crew and it's fucking done on a set for the sake of being funny, and the mom gave them permission to do it initially. I mean, it's not really...
You know what this is?
I think it sounds creepy as fuck.
I'd have to see it to know exactly how creepy it is.
For Tiffany's mental state, when people get to a certain level of fame and consistent jobs and work, the delusion becomes part of your life. You don't start living like a normal life for like regular people. She may start like a comic. She's in every fucking movie. She's like the Kevin Hart scenario, but a woman. She probably just operates in an off way. She's changing. Her chemical balance is off. Because she doesn't live a normal life anymore. So these jokes that should come instinctively to us go, hey, maybe that's not right. No one's saying no to her anymore.
Yeah, you're saying
her moral code is distorted.
Because she's probably surrounded by 1,000 yes people and she does whatever the fuck she wants.
And that's what you were saying. Like if it's an adult, you know, you have to be smart. Like you can't shoot stuff with kids. Like you're saying, I think most people would be like, that's fucking weird. Yes. This isn't funny.
On Skanks, we've talked about doing things and then every time it talks about like involving like kids, because we had an idea to just shoot something, we would have kids in it, and we're like, you know what, we're like literally a click away from these kids now watching Legion of Skanks. It never made sense to you know, do something like that. It just sort of sounds like an ill-conceived sketch. I'm not going to accuse them of grooming children based off of them filming an inappropriate sketch that maybe the fucking mom should have been there to say, hey, you know what? This is not appropriate for my kids. It sounds like it's both things. It sounds like it was poorly written and a stupid idea to do. And it also sounds like the mom is an opportunist, first of all, for trying to get her kids involved in a sketch like that. Second of all, for trying to sue now afterwards and try to shake them down for some cash. It's not like it's a secret video in Ari Spears' drawer and they found it. Then you'd be like, oh, that's fucking crazy.
Yes.
That's what I thought this was, by the way. When I saw grooming, and I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck's going on? Are they like, have some weird underground pedophile grooming ring?
I feel like their lawyers are probably going to throw buzzwords around like that to like...
Of course.
...get attention. I mean, the public shame of it, regardless of the outcome, like legally or whatever, I think is pretty.
You really can't see the sketch yet, and you can't find it anywhere.
And the video exists. That's what I heard.
Couldn't find it. I looked on Reddit. I searched every single way I could think of it. Wow.
People also love removing the context of shit, because that one sketch from Schumer has been going around again lately. The finger blasters, and it's like chicken fingers that you dunk into sauce, but they made it look like a pussy. But they edited all the Schumer parts out.
Mm.
And like Black Twitter's been putting it out, be like, y'all, they crazy for this.
Yeah,
you can't be making little children do this because they just remove the context. You know how like sometimes Hood Twitter will post a comedy sketch like it's real, like a Nathan For You thing.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, this man need to go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do that. Where it was like
his pants were going to come down. There was that racist,
it was like a kid's show. It was Wonder Shows,
and
they have the one video where it's like they're doing all the differences between the races, or like they're going around the world, and they're like, I can't believe this is a children's program, but it's just a sketch for the sake of being a sketch. I mean, look, I once again have to see the video. I will say inconclusive whether or not.
I think Bobby has it. If you just give me one second.
I just saw Bobby running. I was like,
Bobby had it on a hard drive. Bobby.
I really did. I was like, does Bobby know where it is?
What about the producers and like everybody in the room?
Yeah, I mean, people who are writing it, producing it, the cameraman, everybody.
This is why
I give them benefit of the doubt, because I go like, well, this is like they're on a set, they're filming a sketch, like.
To play devil's advocate, you have like Tiffany Haddish there, like telling you what to do. No offense to like camera guys and like set guys, but they're probably like, she's a fucking celebrity. She knows what she's doing. Like, I'll follow her lead. And then she's like telling this little girl to suck a dick. I don't know. I wasn't there. Sounds wild.
Yeah, let's say. I mean, dude, it's fucking... honestly, it's more of a commentary on the fucking mom than anything
else.
Yeah,
it makes me think of in Bruno, when he interviewed all the moms about what they would have their baby do for photo shoots.
Yeah, dude.
And they were willing to do fucking anything.
They had the baby, they're like, would you be willing to have your baby... can you have your baby lose 5 pounds by next week? And it was a baby. She was like, yeah, she'll lose 5 pounds.
I said that to Christine about Piper.
You have it, Bobby? Nice. It, yeah. Look at Bobby Hutch. Look at Bobby Hutch coming through.
Wait, whoa. I'm already late.
I'll be right back. Look, do whatever Uncle Pete asks you to do, okay? Be good. All right, thank you so much. If you need anything, just call me, okay?
See you. All right, now.
Oh, they just blacked out the what he did with his mouth?
Is that what happened?
This is all going to be censored then.
Maybe. Let's see.
My mind's telling me oh, no. Jesus Christ, dude.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
Dude.
Wait, what? Did I skip ahead a little bit?
No, watch it. Fuck it.
I'm uncomfortable already.
This is crazy.
I'm sure with context, there was supposed to be like narration or something, maybe, or like the uncle you don't leave
dude,
your kid around.
His fucking underwear.
Yeah, it's odd.
Well, that's what's weird.
It's very odd.
Like, once again, you could have. Who? Yeah, that's weird.
Who's yeah, I don't like it.
That's this fucking weird.
Fucking crazy.
That's weird as fuck. Yeah, it's weird.
Wait, the song is. Did they do this after?
This was edited.
Wow.
This isn't.
I am overwhelmed with discomfort. I don't know. And am I
yeah,
woke?
Yeah. Fast forward.
Am I woke? Am
okay.
I too
no,
woke?
Not woke?
No, you're
that's
not.
Crazy,
that's
by
insane.
The way.
I'm sick yeah, to my stomach right now.
That's fucking... Hold on. That is absolutely wild. Now, wow. See, here's the thing, like...
You got to rephrase what you said before.
No, I'm going to rephrase anything. I saw the video.
No, I know, I know. I'm joking, but like...
That's fucking wild. So here's the thing, but no.
Listen, we had Jared from Subway's back when that shit went down.
We did.
And we haven't apologized for that.
No, I did.
This one, I'm
no,
going, that's
well, we, our, that was our yeah. first rape fix ever.
Our
first rape fix ever was we found Jared innocent, and we were wrong. Echo in our face.
Yeah.
Okay, we weren't right.
That's on us.
Yeah.
Wait, was he a child molester?
Yeah. They found a bunch of hard drives with like...
Child porn.
That right there... Right, honestly, I, Shannon, that should just be edited out of the show. Like, just that shouldn't be shown on the show at all.
Okay.
You're literally—I don't give a fuck how funny the angle is. You're taking a kid's body and you're putting it. You're taking a close-up of his fucking body parts. That's
how do you say yes to that?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. That's really crazy. And it, look, here's the thing: like, it's shot like really shittily, so it's not even like a good production company that like shot that. But you take a fucking. First of all, the mom should be fucking.
You ever see Ari Spears up close? It's like looking at a fucking pit bull that never slept.
So gross. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Just like,
that was crazy.
I don't know who says that. Like, because don't you have to like write scripts and like get them approved?
Yes.
By the way, here's the thing. If that was an adult playing a kid, that could have been made funny. It could have been made funny. If you had like a fucking...
Yeah, if it's like Rachel Dratch as a little boy.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes, 100%.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. But no, they could have done, I understand what they were like going for. It's like, you know, dropping off, do anything your uncle says. There's a funny angle there Jesus to write a sketch
there's
around,
not
but not
real...
but not with no, but if you did,
that.
Not with a little kid.
I know you're like you're defend the attempt hat.
No, I'm not, not even defending the attempt. That's sickening. If you put your fucking kid in a sketch where you put him in his underwear and you're having a room full of people take close-ups of your kid's fucking body,
it makes me nauseous.
It's child porn. What do you want me to say? That is like that.
Here's a guy on TikTok.
The intent of that.
Put your legs up.
We gotta switch the topic, you guys. Yeah. I'm an adult with an OnlyFans. Please subscribe.
Can we see the other one with the girl? I mean, obviously, don't show this to the feed, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. I'm physically ill and like watching.
That was crazy.
I'm anxious.
That was crazy.
So now we're gonna watch a 14-year-old girl moan and pretend to suck a dick.
I'm so anxious.
Toy.
So I know you're still mad at the mom, but the mom's like been after them, hounding them for years. It sounds like to get justice for her kid being victimized.
I always look for the worst in women. So I was. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
That's nice to hear you say that.
That is crazy. I mean, I got a fucking kid, dude. I couldn't imagine, you know, honestly, dude, I don't even like taking fucking videos or picture with my son's shirt off, like at the beach, because I know there's fucking pedophiles in the world who are going to fucking sexualize my fucking kid. You know, so to put him on video like that, you know, yeah.
And that boy's real quick to pop his shirt off.
And how long is that? We lasted, what, 30 seconds?
That was crazy.
Yep. It's a 4.5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How long ago did that come out? How long was it on
It was like 2013, and then the people at Funny or Die said, because, you know, that's just anybody can upload anything. And as soon as they were aware of it, they took it down. So it wasn't up for very long.
Oh, so this is just being resurfaced?
Because of the lawsuit.
Oh, the lawsuit's now just going?
Well, because now her daughter is joining in with it.
The mom has been suing. The daughter just joined the lawsuit.
Because she's 18 now or something?
She's 20, 22. 22 now.
Oh, sick.
So let's see the other one.
I don't have the other one.
You don't have the other one.
Good.
That was fucking, that was crazy. That was very, very crazy. Much more than I thought it was going
to
be.
I'm going to stand in the rain, shirtless, and wash all this fucking filth off. Yeah, man. Go to the next bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter Night Toddler Edition.
Tot or not.
That was pretty crazy. All right, let's, you know what, let's go to non-binary news with Natalie. Why not? Let's lighten it up a little bit. We are very woke on this show these days. Time for non-binary news with Natalie. Hell yeah, gays. What up, trannies? We got your back out there, you fucking pansexuals. Yeah. What up, Natalie? What do we got here?
All right. So this one's kind of fun, in my opinion, and I'm not just saying that. Mormon missionaries flee lesbian couples' LGBT-friendly doormat. So you know how the Mormon missionaries go around and they, like, try to convert people. They knock on doors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They were at an Indiana couple's front door and where two lesbians live together. And their doorbell camera captured two Mormon missionaries approaching their home, ready to preach, etc.
They were saved from Mormons.
Yeah.
And then the brief clip from the doorbell camera, the clean-cut young men can be seen reaching the threshold until... And Shannon's telling me I should just show it.
Yeah, just show the video. Natalie. Shannon's like, you fucking moron. Show the video, you idiot.
Look at these fucking doors.
Gayest?
Nope. That kind of rules, though.
Nope. That's so great. This is the map.
Listen, yeah. Gayest place in town.
That was just a time saver for that. They're like, come on, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
So everyone should just get one if you don't want to be knocking on your door.
I would love to have one of those.
Yeah. All right, what's the other non-binary news, Natalie?
So the other one is that this...
Was that before he was convicted, too?
Aries?
No.
Who are we talking about?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Oh, the song?
Was that before?
Oh, it is,
was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was known he was a molester.
The whole thing is a wild, wild west of fucking pedophilia.
So that's... But the song choice was just by chance.
Him and the girl video came out
He was grooming girls at that very moment.
Since 2005, I think, at least, that videotape came out.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, I think that was the joke. That was the joke.
Oh, okay. So that was already out.
Yeah, was out. That, I mean, Chappelle did a bit about him peeing on the 14-year-old girl back in the day.
All right, sorry.
Remember?
Let's get back to this.
How old is 14 really? That didn't age well, huh? That how old is 14 really bit that Chappelle did.
David Cross had one, too.
Yeah?
Where he was like, it's unfair. He goes, we need to lower the age of consent. I mean, you know, these hot girls, it's just like, what, they could get with some other 13-year-olds going to pop in 1 second? She needs to be with a man like me. You don't see that clip anymore.
But, like, David Cross, like, married, like, Amber Tamblyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's real woke.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Amber, you do. Tamblyn?
I don't either.
Do I?
She's pretty famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have more non-binary news?
I got skedaddle soon.
I got a skedaddle too, dude. Don't fucking tell me you got a skedaddle. I got a skedaddle.
You were late, though.
Don't fucking stop putting...
You got another 20 minutes to catch up.
Stop putting lip balm on in front of me to try to turn me on.
40.
It's working for me.
Tommy really has like...
You know what I do sometimes?
Why? Do you really do that?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not a bit.
I think it's a bit. Why are you doing that? What's the point?
He's glowing now.
See?
He looks great.
To give you a little bit of shine?
And moisturization.
Yeah.
I have a whole night routine that I wouldn't even fucking dare tell you about.
You do that. You do a lot. Oh, you do a lot of manscaping.
We can do it together. I just got this cool mask.
You know what I have for your tailbone?
I hope I know.
Mayo. Soften that fucking nub up. It's probably got a callus like an iron worker. Dragging that dump on OnlyFans around. Probably just get it shaved by the foot. The little foot Asians have to shave it off with a fucking.
That sounds hot. I would do it. Whatever you want.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Don't tell me. We got 2.5 minutes left here, Tommy. I got this, okay?
All right.
You fucking yeah, tell
land
me.
Land this plane.
Let's see. Who should pay? This is interesting. So a woman orders a $300 steak during an anniversary dinner.
Ooh.
The boyfriend's meal costs just $48. And I guess
it's
there's
an anniversary.
People debating who should
You're
pay
together.
For it.
Who gives a shit?
Look.
But I pay, yeah, if it's a date, the guy pays. If you're in a relationship, you're really counting pennies? You fucking cheap
Oh,
bitch.
If you're in a relationship, you still don't pay?
What? Yeah, you pay, but it's like you whoever's got your card.
Sometimes your girl treats.
Also, what year is this anniversary?
Is it can if it's I say, one?
Second year.
Boyfriend second? And girlfriend anniversaries are kind of gay to me. I think wedding anniversaries make sense. But.
Boyfriend, girlfriend anniversary is stupid.
Oh, we're talking about boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay. No. Second year boyfriend, girlfriend? Yeah, it's the guy still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still the guy. Yeah. You pay for the fucking...
I thought this is wedding. I mean, you share bank account and all that shit. It's
if,
not.
If your girl orders a $300 steak, eat half her steak.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Maybe she's trying to fatten her up.
You think I should gain weight?
I'm saying I'll get you a steak.
Okay.
You'd see the tailbone less if you got a little more fat around it.
True.
You can't see it. You're
you
such
can,
a monster.
You can see it.
No, you can't.
Shannon, what else do we know about this story?
So the boyfriend actually suggested that she try this specific type of steak.
It's Wagyu.
It was Wagyu, yeah. And it was the sirloin that he mentioned, but accidentally she ordered the 8-ounce Wagyu steak. And that's what she had no idea that it cost $300. It was an accident. And then when the bill came, she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But then when they posted this as a silly thing, that's when in the comments, everybody's like, oh, why wouldn't you split the bill? And blah, 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 because hers was so much more than his.
Because sometimes men got to be men and women got to be women, right? Mm-hmm. You pay for the dinner. You pay for the date. You be a fucking dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's man. Like the bare minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you pay definitely. For the steak and then you hold it over her head for months. And you bring it up.
Just my dad did.
Hey, fucking $300.
Did you enjoy
steak,
that? Wasn't
right?
cheap.
You see, it's
one
just,
cheap.
There's something attractive about you got to be the fucking man once in a while. You pull out the credit card, you fucking open the door for the chick, you be a little bit of a gentleman.
Yeah.
The same way, it's you got to wax your shit and you got to fucking look. No, she's got to look good, dude. If I buy you
wax,
a $300 steak.
How are we talking?
If I buy you a $300 steak and I show up and you got fucking leg stubble, I'm going to fucking literally throw you out a window.
I don't care about
I'm
going to
throw you out a third floor window. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Nigga.
I'll kill a bitch. Show up with leg hair after I spent $300 on Wagyu. Wagyu.
You didn't know what Wagyu was so 5 minutes ago.
Are you kidding me? Are you me?
Terry can Wagyu her tail.
That was the joke of the day. Fuck you.
No, I
we're
can't.
Gonna we're going to wrap it up. Tommy, don't take your headphones off until I say we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Thank you. Let's check you guys on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.